The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of Clear Channel Radio, nor should they be regarded as legal or investment advice. Seek qualified counsel before acting on any views expressed in this show.
This is Investor IQ with Glenn Wessel, where you hear straight talk about financial topics that impact you. Got a tax, financial, or investment question? As a CPA and holder of the Certified Financial Planner and Chartered Financial Analyst credentials, Glenn Wessel's the guy to ask. Now, here's Glenn.
And a very good morning to all of you. My name is Glenn Wessel, host of Investor IQ. Delighted to be here once again this Saturday morning. And as usual, joined by Rob Simon, who's an analyst with our firm. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
And Agnes Cheek is with us once again. Good morning, Agnes.
Good morning.
All right, so we're sneaking up on the end of January, and it's about that time of the year where you can start to expect to receive some tax documents in the mail, your year-end tax statements and K-1s and various forms like that, W-2s. So in keeping with the notion that there would be taxes on people's minds, what we thought we'd do today is take a look at some of the tax scams that seem to crop up. Well, they're always in existence, actually, but they become more prevalent during tax season. So with that, we thought we'd take a look at some of the things where you might distinguish between legal tax avoidance and illegal tax evasion. With the internet being so popular these days, there are no shortage of websites that promote different types of schemes that seemingly are grounded in legal, that have a legal basis for what effectively turns out to be tax evasion. But the way they package it sometimes, it's a pretty compelling story. Wouldn't you say, Rob?
Yeah.
So, the IRS actually has the right to impose penalties for filing or relying upon what the IRS considers to be frivolous tax arguments. There are a number of arguments that are so weak that the IRS has instituted extra severe penalties because the claims are essentially, or the arguments are essentially without merit. So, for instance, if you get caught relying upon some argument that the IRS has already deemed to be frivolous, you might inadvertently be signing up for a $5,000 penalty and maybe another 20% to 75% penalty based on the tax underpayment. And if you're talking about serious tax dollars, that's serious money. For frivolous cases, actually, they can increase the penalty, I believe, up to $25,000. So let's talk about a little bit of those frivolous arguments this morning and see what we can uncover about them. So, Rob, you've got several categories, I believe, of arguments. And then within each category, you've got maybe various, defenses against paying taxes. So why don't you kick it off?
One of the contentions that people have about why the tax system would be voluntary would be that that it is voluntary, that you don't actually have to pay it.
Yep, the word voluntary appears in the tax code, and it appears in the tax preparation instructions, and it makes it seem to a casual reader who might actually want to pervert what they're trying to say in the form or in the tax code that the filing is voluntary. Well, what we have in this country is essentially a voluntary form of assessment or voluntary assessment of the tax due and a voluntary filing system, which means that the IRS is not required to calculate your tax and to prepare your tax return for you. So in that respect, it's a voluntary system, but the actual payment of tax is not at all voluntary. You have to complete the appropriate returns, and you must pay taxes on the appropriate income. What else do you have, Rob?
Another contention is that taxpayers can reduce their federal income tax liability by filing a zero return.
A zero return. Okay, so what the deal is here is that you would rely upon some scheme or some defense that is probably frivolous, and you'd attach your W-2 to your tax form and whatever papers that might otherwise need to be attached, and you just put zeros, you populate your entire tax return with zeros, having your defense that the payment of the tax is voluntary or filing is voluntary, that will not get you very far with the IRS. You'll be in line for some good-sized penalties for that. Go ahead, Rob. Give us another one.
Yeah, another one is that the IRS must prepare your federal tax return for a person who fails to file.
Yep. So the proponents of this argument would contend that there's a section of the tax code that obligates the IRS to prepare and sign under penalties of perjury a federal tax return for a person who does not file a return, where in fact the law merely provides the IRS with a mechanism to actually determine the tax liability of a taxpayer who has filed to pay. It doesn't require the IRS to do that for you. It allows them, and it's a distinction that is sometimes lost amongst readers of the tax code. It does not excuse a taxpayer from civil penalties or criminal liability for failure to file. So, you know, if you goof up and should have filed a return and didn't, the IRS can do it for you, but is not required to. So you can't just opt out and say, well, you guys have to do it. You know, it's just not going to work, folks. Go ahead, Rob.
And another contention is that compliance with an administrative summons issued by the IRS is voluntary.
You know, I'm going to back up to that last section. In the legal proceedings and the tax law, I happen to notice that the United States versus Cheek was one of the cases. So I don't know if that's you, Agnes, but somebody with the last name of Cheek was relying upon that very contention. Anyway, go ahead, Rob. What's the next one?
That compliance with an administrative summons issued by the IRS is voluntary.
All right. I can see that we're bumping up against the break. Before we break, I'll just explain what a summons is. When you receive a summons by the IRS or by some other agency or a court, you're forced to appear or to produce some information. You're forced to show up and come clean and show documents and things like that. So we'll get to that after the break. My name's Glenn. He's Rob. This is Investor IQ, where we're trying to give you a fair shake. We'll be back in just a moment.